We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's funny how a great play could kill you. And ultimately, Jabril Peppers, who's been a different guy over the last few weeks, his great play on Dalvin Cook, in which he forced a fumble after Cook almost got in the end zone for a touchdown and Skipper jumped on it to recover, that great play, oddly, felt like the turning point of the game.
It was.
Because the Giants are now set up at their own one-yard line, and instead of getting a little bit of breathing room and then eventually kicking it away back to Minnesota, on the very first play, Hilleman is tackled in the end zone by old friend Anthony Barr.
He had a pretty good game yesterday. Anthony Barr, huh?
That was really when the Jet season turned.
I guess we should have known it then. Yes. Anthony Barr said, no, thank you. Okay, I'll take your money, and then, nah, maybe not.
He's a smart guy.
You think?
Let's face it.
Yeah.
But him tackling Hilleman in the end zone to make it a 15-7 game.
That was a turning point to the game, no question.
Yeah, because the other thing that's underrated about it is not only do you get the 2 points, but now you're going to get decent field position on the free kick.
So they basically got 5 points out of that.
Essentially.
What they wound up. They did hold them to just a field goal, but still, that was a huge swing, and you're 100% right in that game.
It's not only the 5 points, it's the amount of time it takes off the clock. There's just a lot of elements to it. And look, you don't blame Jabril Peppers. Guy made a great play.
Right.
Good for him.
Right.
It's just sometimes that's how football works.
Like when you're in that situation, you don't have Barkley, you don't have Gorman. They're both out of the game. This guy Hilleman, I mean, he actually had a big fumble last week, too, but it was the Redskins. It didn't matter.
Right.
Like on the 1 yard line. How about just have like Daniel Jones just. You know, quarterback sneak. Get out of the end zone there. You're only down 6 points. Don't do what you did there.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, you could have gone keeper with Daniel Jones to try to get
That's what I would have probably done.
But I think really what it comes down to is guys didn't execute. I mean, the offensive line failed on that play. I think it was Zeitler on that play that missed Barr.
It was Zeitler.
So I think it comes down to execution. And the other thing, you know, when you look throughout this game at the little mistakes that the Giants made, little ones, one that jumps out at me is Daniel Jones missing a wide open Sterling Shepard on the second drive of the game. The pass was too
wide
long. Jones was getting hit on the play, but he had Shepard wide open and flat out missed him.
Badly.
So, I mean, things like that can come back and haunt you.
Yep.
Can't make mistakes like that because the Vikings are a good football team, especially defensively, and we saw what they can be offensively. They came out with a game plan to actually let Kirk Cousins make a few plays with his arms. They were aggressive. Now, it helped that Dalvin Cook was unstoppable. That helped. But Kirk Cousins had, far and away, his best performance of the year.
Well, I thought he came into this game with a chip on his shoulder. I mean, all the talk, he was so bad against the Bears. You know, we've been all over him, all of that. And, you know, you got guys on his own team. You know, Diggs is basically not showing up for practice because he's not getting the football. Even Thielen wasn't really getting too many. What did he catch, 3 passes last week or whatever it was?
Right.
So it was obvious to me that, you know, Zimmer came into this game saying, okay, we're going to get the quarterback's confidence back up again. And, you know, the Giant defense is not very good to begin with. We all understand that. And we saw what happened. I mean, Thielen just had a monster game.
No doubt.
And Cook as well, as
no
you said.
No doubt, especially on that second drive of the game because it's 3-0. You know, the Giants are forced to punt, and there's a great special teams play by Cody Core who downed it at the one-yard line. So the Vikings, much like the Giants would be later in the game, is set up basically in their own end zone, except the difference was they were able to move the football. They converted on a 3rd-and-8 from their own 3-yard line and then marched down the field, and Adam Thielen punched it home for a touchdown to make it 10-0. Now, the Giant offense responded on that great throw by Jones to Slayton.
Oh, what a throw that was,
too. Oh, my God.
Right on the money.
See, that's the good you can take out of this game.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yep.
Seeing Daniel Jones make not just an NFL throw, but an awesome Pro Bowl caliber throw.
No question.
To another young player in Darius Slayton for that touchdown. So even amidst all the bad, because defensively they weren't good in this game. It is what it is. I mean, they gave up 1 billion yards on the ground.
Yep.
We mentioned how good Kirk Cousins was. I think it hurts them that they have no linebackers. I mean, I think that's obvious.
Yep.
But like we said, it's a no-excuse business. The NFL's not about excuses. Every team can come up with an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Every team can create one. But we get it. The Giants are banged up at the linebacker position. But there are those moments, at least, from Daniel Jones and from some of the younger players where you can kind of look at that and say, okay, that's something to build on.
Yep.
Because the truth is, the Minnesota Vikings are a better football team.
Better team. And it's not going to get easier because the Giants got this, you know, the ridiculous 3-day turnaround to go up to Foxborough and get waxed by the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's not good in from that aspect. But the bottom line is, though, you got to love what you see from Jones. I mean, you really do. I mean, he had some misses yesterday. I understand that. He got sacked a number of times as well. But this kid's got something. There's no question about it.
You can take your pick on this. You can rip the Giant offensive line, or you could tip your hat to guys like Hunter and Barr, who got to the quarterback. Yep. The Vikings have a very good defense.
Very good.
The strength of this team, to me, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, is not the Kirk Cousins-like offense.
No.
The strength is their defense.
Yep.
The reason why I thought at the beginning of the year, and I'll stick with it, the reason I think they're going to win the NFC North is because of that.
Yeah. Now, the Packer defense is not bad, though.
Well, that is surprising.
I mean, watching them yesterday, and yes. I don't know what's going on with the Cowboys. I mean, Prescott had a bad game. There's no doubt about that. And they got a lot of calls, you know, that went their way, too. That one sequence for Dallas yesterday where they get back-to-back turnovers. Oh, but wait a minute. Don't worry. We got a false start, so there was no play. And then we got adding defensive holding or whatever it was to negate that interception in the end zone.
Right.
And then they finally scored a touchdown. I mean, you know. So, but the Packer defense, those
no,
are good.
No, they've been great.
The two Smiths, Preston Smith, and what's the other guy, Odarius Smith?
Yeah,
I think
those guys have been outstanding.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right about that. And yesterday was the first time we saw a really good Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Jones got in the end zone a million times.
Aaron Jones was tremendous yesterday.
There was one other moment from yesterday's Giant game we should touch on, because I think it could have been a moment we opened the show with, but obviously history is written by the winners. And that was when the Giants were kicking the field goal. After Jones missed another opportunity with Sterling Shepard.
Right,
he was
open.
He threw it way too high in the back of the end zone. The Giants are attempting a field goal, and they get a break because Joseph was called. Linville Joseph, the former Giant, was called for a personal foul hitting the center's head, which we had seen called earlier this year against the Giants. And so now all of a sudden the Giants go from kicking a field goal to make it 18-10 to getting a reprieve, first and goal from the 5-yard line. And they flat out missed out on that opportunity.
Yep, they did.
They needed to get 7 in that situation, especially after you get a break like that. And the tone was set immediately when Hunter sacked Daniel Jones on first down.
Yep.
So instead of first and goal from the 5, now all of a sudden you look at it, second and goal from the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
And then there was another penalty, and then finally they came up short. It settled for a 3rd and goal from the 20, where basically they're playing for the field goal anyway. So they ultimately get what they would have gotten anyway. They just cut a couple of minutes off the clock.
Right.
And then the Vikings scored a touchdown, 4 plays later.
Right.
But that was a big missed opportunity early in the second half of this game. It was the opening drive of the half. They had a few breaks on that drive. I think there was a personal foul earlier called against Xavier Rhodes that moved them downfield. And they just missed opportunities between Jones missing Shepard in the end zone on a potential touchdown to getting the reprieve of a first and goal from the 5-yard line. They missed out on that chance to at least make it an interesting game. I'm not sure if they would have won at the time they're down 18-7, but you know, all of a sudden, 18-7 turns into an 18-14 game. Who knows? Maybe they go for 2. Maybe it's a field goal game.
Maybe
it's a completely different game.
No, maybe.
And obviously, they missed out on the fourth and two, I think, from the 3-yard line. It wasn't a fourth and goal play one drive later, and they turned it over on downs when, again, Hunter made a big play hitting Daniel Jones. The Vikings got to the quarterback, man. So you want to just tip your hat to them. I understand it. It also wasn't the most stellar effort from the Giant offensive line. And the guy who deserves a lot of blame, and this is commonplace now, is Nate Solder.
Yeah, he took it, too. He was very – he said it right after the game how bad he was. I give him credit for that. No, he did say that.
I do, too. He's holding himself accountable, which is weird. And I can't really speak on more than the previous 3 years. I just remember the previous 3 years, last year with the Giants and the year before that with New England.
Patriots,
he got off to terrible starts then, too. And in both cases, he got better as the season went on. Look at last year. He was better in the second half of the year. I don't know why. I don't know if there's a reason. I don't know if he's just a guy who stinks for the first 5 or 6 weeks of the year. I have no idea. But he did not have a great game. And as you mentioned, after the game, he held himself accountable
for it. He did. But let me tell you something. The Giant offensive line looks like the Hogs compared to the Jets.
Well.
I mean.
Me, you, Ernie, and Dove would be the Hogs.
Oh, my God. I'm watching his pass again by this kid.
On the fourth down play.
And how about this? So not that it matters. Just going back to the Jets for a second. On the 2-point conversion after they scored his touchdown. And the pass, I mean, I would have just gave the ball to Le'Veon at that point. What's the difference? They throw the ball. He throws a pass. Not even in the end zone.
I know.
The guy's on the 1-yard line. What was that? Oh, my God.
Gay special,
my friend.
Might as
well just kick the extra point if you're going to do that.
That's a trademark Adam Gay special.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.